Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 16th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple now plans to announce its mixed reality headset at its Worldwide Developer Conference in June, rather than a planned April announcement. It delayed the announcement after tests recently showed remaining hardware and software issues with the device, specifically with sensors handling eye and hand control. Apple reportedly still aims to have it on sale by the end of 2023. Starting in 2006, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, began rolling out e-passports, which embedded RFID chips into the back panel of passports, storing personally identifiable information, including biometric data. This chip used a cryptographic signature to prevent tampering and forgeries, but CBP did not deploy the software to check these chips' validity. In 2018, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden wrote a letter calling on the agency to implement e-passport verification. Last week, CBP informed Wyden's office it had its e-passport verification system running since June 2022, checking over 3 million passports from Visa Waiver Program travelers since that time. The PSVR 2 comes out on February 22nd, but the review embargoes lifted today. The Verge credited it as the first consumer headset to offer eye tracking and offer PC-quality VR, and said the controllers felt more solid than Meta's touch controllers. Kyle Orland with Ars Technica liked the single USB-C cable and ease of initial setup, but had trouble getting the lenses consistently focused and found its earbuds uncomfortable. He also liked the display resolution and HDR, but found the field of view restrictive at times. Everyone commented that the launch game library is limited, with no platform originals, ability to play games for Steam, or backwards compatibility. Roblox reported daily active users rose 19% in Q4 to 58.8 million, and Roblox threw in that January daily active users were at 65 million. Roblox makes its money almost entirely on in-game currency, which rose 17% last quarter to $889.4 million. That's almost $1 billion, not from advertising. It still lost money, though, at 48 cents per share. In Paramount's earnings, it disclosed Paramount Plus added 9.9 million subscribers in Q4, bringing its totals to 56 million, just under analyst estimates. Across Paramount Plus, Showtime, BET Plus, and Noggin, Paramount added 10.8 million direct-to-consumer subscribers for 77 million combined. Paramount said it will no longer report total direct-to-consumer subscriber numbers going forward. The company also said it will increase prices on Paramount Plus in Q3, with the premium tier increasing $2 to $11.99 a month to reflect added content from its Showtime integration. The essential tier without Showtime will still increase $1 to $5.99 a month. Roku reported in Q4 its ad-supported Roku channel reached 100 million people in the U.S., up 25% in the year. The company beat analyst earnings estimates, but still lost $1.70 per share on flat revenue of $867.1 million. It saw increased active accounts by 7% on the quarter to 70 million, with streaming hours up 9% on the quarter to 23.9 billion. According to an email seen by CNBC, Google's VP for Search, Prabhakar Raghavan, asked employees to help ensure its Bard search tool gets answers right, spelling out rules for how this should fix responses. Raghavan said Bard learns best by example, saying, "Rewrite a response thoughtfully will go a long way in helping us to improve the mode." Google recommends human responses be polite, casual, and approachable, in first person, and with an unopinionated, neutral tone. Meanwhile, Microsoft released a blog post to address reports of odd behavior with its new Bing AI chatbot. It said long extended chat sessions of 15 or more questions can cause the bot to forget what it was trying to answer, resulting in it becoming repetitive or give responses not in Microsoft's, quote, designated tone. To combat this, Microsoft may add a tool to let you reset Bing's search context in a conversation. Microsoft also said the model can respond or reflect in the tone in which it is being asked to provide responses that can lead to a style we didn't intend. GitHub updated its Copilot code suggestion system to now offer a fill-in-the-middle feature, letting developers leave a gap in code for Copilot to fill using a library of known code suffixes. Copilot will also actively look for insecure suggestions, things like hard-coded credentials or path injections, as well as no longer generate any secrets like keys in a prompt. Google Fiber is now rolling out 5 gigabit speeds to customers in Kansas City, West Des Moines, and the Salt Lake City metropolitan area after a test late last year, including both 5 gig and 8 gig packages for some customers in those regions. The new 5 gigabit package costs $125 a month and includes an optional Wi-Fi 6 router, up to 2 mesh extenders, and professional installation, which can upgrade homes to be 10 gigabit per second ready as well. The Dutch chip equipment giant ASML disclosed that a China-based employee stole confidential information, but didn't provide much in the way of details, other than to say it didn't believe the theft was material to its business. Bloomberg sources say the employee stole data from ASML's TeamCenter system that stores technical information about its lithography systems used to make chips. This comes after Japan and the Netherlands recently agreed to expand chip-making equipment export restrictions to China. Qualcomm introduced the Snapdragon X75, which it says is the first phone modem ready for 5G Advanced. That's the next version of the 5G cellular standard, meant to provide better throughput, coverage, reliability, and traffic juggling, allow for speed boost, fewer drop-offs, and better performance when networks are busy. The X75 can handle 5G, 4G dual data on 2 SIM cards at once, and supports Snapdragon Satellite. The first products using the modem are expected to arrive in the second half of the year. And finally, Mozilla added 3 new extensions for its Firefox for Android browser. One is for Firefox Relay, its proxy email service. It also added a clear URL extension, which removes trackers from page URLs, as well as the text-to-speech read-aloud extension for listening to articles. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.